Hey there, welcome back to God News You Can Use. This is where you get the good news, the good stuff happening in the world, and not the headlines, not the top of the hour. We got to do the sensational story. We delve deeper. We go and look for the good stories, the good stuff that's happening, the stuff that gives all the glory to God and proves that God is truly on the move, ever present, ever near, and ever ready to make signs, miracles, and wonders in your life. And I go find those stories for you. That's what God News You Can Use is all about. Let's jump right into story number one today. I want to tell you about a young man out of Omaha, Nebraska, 18-year-old Noble Rasmussen. He's a senior at a high school there, and he's done something that I've never heard of. Maybe somebody else has done it, but this accomplishment is pretty amazing. Through hard work, he got accepted to all five U.S. military academies. Let's go through the list. West Point, the Naval Academy, the Coast Guard Academy, the Merchant Marine Academy, and the Air Force Academy. But you know what I love best of all? His mom is very proud of him. As a mom myself, I get this.
We named him Noble for his to grow up with that honorable character, and we've seen him carry that throughout his life. He was a very disciplined young student going to from elementary to middle school to high school. I mean, homework and academics always came first before he went out and had fun with his friends.
My friends and teachers have always known I've been a hard charger in my academic life at school, just getting things done as early as I can and just so I can have as highest grade as I can.
Amazing. You know what I was doing in high school? I remember this. Okay, there were some academics, yes, but it was all about the sports, in school, out of school, just having fun and enjoying life. But Noble, and you gotta love that name, really buckled down. He excelled in pretty much everything that he undertook. But what did he inevitably choose? The Air Force Academy.
Just before senior year started, I got my private pilot, little Cessna 172. I'm very grateful for.
And then he's got some words of advice.
Stay strong, stay optimistic, stay motivated. It just a little bit at a time and a day at a time is how you get through it.
So all those things put together has kind of been the package that the academies have been wanting. So we're real proud of him.
That was Noble's dad there talking at the very end. Very proud mom and pop. Love this story. God's word for today, we're heading into the book of Romans 5, 3 and 4. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. The endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Though he's only 18, there was definitely some suffering that came along with the territory. I mean, after all, he gave up his friends, he gave up playing video games, maybe even sports, like I was into, just so he could excel academically and be on his way to an amazing career. I see an Air Force Colonel in his future. That's a great story. God News You Can Use continues. We are heading into story number two, and we're actually heading to the track. I want to talk to you about a runner. His name is Lester Wright, and he became the toast of the town in Philadelphia recently for the Penn Relays, running the 100-meter dash. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, what did he run it in, like 8 seconds or something? No, actually, Lester was a little bit slower than that. It took him about 26 and a half seconds. You see, Lester, a World War II veteran, is 100 years old, and it went something like this.
There in lane eight, as Lester Wright is coming down hard in lane eight. Can he kick him down? Look at his arm swing. He's moving. He is cruising. The man from Shore Athletic Club, 100 years young, takes the 100-meter title.
Fans on their feet for Mr. Wright, getting some congratulations there from the rest of the crew. You're going to see he wasn't last in that race.
Did you hear that at the end? He was certainly not last, and he certainly was not. Not only that, he broke the record. He didn't just break the record, he shattered it by beating the previous competitor in his class, the 100-year-plus, by 20 seconds. And he made his way down that track. And this is what's amazing to me about Lester. He said this at the very beginning of his run. He said, "It was pretty nice to be able to do this at the age of 100. When I came here, I was a little bit nervous. But when I saw the crowd and everything, I fell right in with it. At 100 meters, I feel like I'm just getting started. I thought this was nice, but I wanted a longer race." You got to love that attitude. And by the way, Lester actually ran for his high school track back in the 1930s. He married his high school sweetheart. They're still married today, 80 years later. And not long after high school, he actually joined the Army, and he was part of the Battle of the Bulge in World War II. And he earned 4 Bronze Stars. And once he came home, he took on a wife and a family and a career. And he never stopped running. Let's run to God's word for some encouragement. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. You may have noticed there's a bit of a theme going on here. Perseverance is the word of the day for this edition of God News You Can Use. So we are persevering to Massachusetts, where a dog owner never gave up on her little pup. You see, back in 2011, Mara Zina was a little bit heartbroken over the passing of her brother. So she went out and she purchased a little Yorkshire Terrier she named Rex. Rex is a feisty little fella. He actually ran out into the front yard one day, and somebody was driving by in their car and said, "I want that dog, he's cute." Picked him up, drove away. Mara Zina said, "I'll never see him again, but for God and perseverance and a little assist with a microchip."
Amazingly, the microchip led back to Mara Zina.
It was linked to her old address, but the number was still current, which was good, and she was just overjoyed.
The timing is strange because my other brother just died 2 months ago. So he's just like, you know, to help us, I guess, during the grieving time again. But, you know, hope dies the last. So
something else happened in those 11 years. Mara Zina had kids. Her 11-year-old son, just as feisty as Rex. You're going to love this kid right here.
I asked her if it was the long-lost dog from 11 years ago, and she nodded at me. And that's how I found out. And that's amazing. I love this dog. It's adorable.
He says the dog's adorable. I think he wins the prize. That is God News You Can Use, story number 3, God's Word today, all about perseverance, never giving up. James 1:12, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. I want you to know that the Lord that we serve, the one true God, never gives up on you. He promises in his word that he will never leave you nor forsake you, and he is ever present, ever near. And he's always on the job with signs, miracles, and wonders, showing us that he is there and that he cares about you. We know that we serve the one true God, and we want to give him all the glory with each and every story. I just made that rhyme for a reason, because there will be more good news happening. And every Friday, it's a brand new podcast that doesn't rhyme, I understand. But I love sharing the good news with you. God News You Can Use. Find it on Facebook. Find it also at GodNewsYouCanUse.com. Like, follow, share, because everybody needs good news. And don't forget, it's on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you get a podcast. Thanks so much for listening. And don't forget to check it out on Facebook, God News You Can Use. And may the Lord bless you. Have a wonderful week.